going to start our series with the third king of Malchus Beis David, which is Rechavam, the son of Shloima HaMelech. We're not going to speak about David and Shloima. First of all, there's so much to talk about, and a lot of it is known already to those that learn basic Navi, the stories of David HaMelech and Shloima HaMelech. And therefore, we are going to start Beiker with Rechavam and go down from there. Rechavam, as we know, while he was the son of Shloima HaMelech, his mother was not originally born a Yid. She was an Ammonis. She came from Ammon, and Shloima HaMelech married her and she converted. Now, just like Bechlal Malchus Beis David, there was a Shaila on their Yichus because they came from Moab. So Rechavam had the same Shaila because he came in additional to Ammon and Moab, he came from Ammon. The Gemara in Yevamis tells us that one day David HaMelech was sitting and he had his Enikol Rechavam on his lap. And he tells him that because of the heter that the Chachamim learned out to be matir, the giyor, from the women of Ammon and Moab, so we both are able to join Klal Yisrael. In other words, David, because he comes from Rus, from Moab, and Rechavam, because he also comes from Ammon. When Shloima HaMelech passed away, so Rechavam was 41 years old. And a very interesting thing happened when Rechavam became Melech. Klal Yisrael was united under Shloima and David. But underneath there was obviously some tension. And that is that you had the other Shvatim, and especially those that were led by Ephraim, that they felt that they had a certain chashivos, but they were subservient to David and Shloima. And also when Shloima HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so also the other Shvatim, they lost their chashivos, because now all the Bamois, anyone that wanted to have a private, so to speak, Mikdash or Mizbeach, it was forbidden to go there. So there was some tension, and in addition, a lot of people, they respect the father, but lav davke that they want to give that same type of, you know, unquestionable loyalty to the son. So when Rechavam became king, he was coronated and he was put in the city of Shechem. There was an interesting thing that happened. A group of Yidden came to him, representatives of Klal Yisrael, and they told him that we would like you to abolish a certain tax that Shloima HaMelech had put on the people. Shloima HaMelech was a very benevolent king. He was very good, and Yidden prospered in his time. But he also had very, very high expenses. His court, means his palaces, and the way he was a melech, demanded a lot of money. And the way he got that wasn't necessarily through war, but taxes on the people. The people had to support this luxurious lifestyle and pashat the harchava of Shloima HaMelech. The people told Rechavam, you know what, we respected your father, we gave it to him, but now that there's a new leader, we would like to abolish the tax. Now, it would mean more in their pocket, but obviously less in his pocket. So he said, let me discuss it with my advisors. Now what happens next is unfortunately the story of our history. He spoke to the Ziknei HaChassidim, the elders, and they told him that at least speak to these people nicely. Hear them out, discuss it, even if eventually you're going to say no, but at least show them that you are mischashev with them, that you considered it and you thought about it, and you hold that their opinions are valid and worthy. Then he got a group of young chevra, his chavedim. His chavedim told him, oh, the people are trying to take advantage of you because you're a new king. The only way that people are going to listen is if you are extra strict. And not only should you tell them that you're not taking off taxes, you should add the taxes. In other words, show them who's boss. Show them that you're the real melech. Now, of course, he listens to the foolish young people, and he doesn't listen to the advice of the Ziknei HaChassidim, Chervas Fashteta Bissel, and he comes back heavy-handed and tells them that I'm not listening to you, and we're going to pay more than before, and they basically send them flying. And that's where Malchus Yehuda separates from Rechavam. They find an exiled, very, very famous and very, very charismatic leader who used to be in the army of Shlomo, Yeravam ben Nevat. He was a very, very choshve person, very charismatic, and he is appointed to start Malchus Yisroel. Now, of course, it's a recipe for disaster, and Rechavam wants to, you know, crush the rebellion, but at least he was advised, and this advice he took, that he should not kill Yidden. There shouldn't be a civil war amongst Yidden. So what ends up happening is the two Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin, and really the Beis HaMikdash, remain with Malchus Beis David, and the rest of the Shvatim start Malchus Yisroel. Which leads, obviously, to a lot of Avodah Zarah, because what happens is, the Malchus Yisroel do not want the Yidden to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The moment they go to the Beis HaMikdash, that means that they recognize Malchus Beis David, because, for example, in the Beis HaMikdash, only Malchus Beis David could sit down, not any other melech. And they don't want that there should be this hischashvus with Malchus Beis David. So they start putting roadblocks, blocking Yidden from going to Eretz Yisrael. They set up other places to serve Hashem or Avodah Zarah. And obviously it starts a spiral descent into a lot of negative things against the Eibishter. Another very interesting thing happened. The Gemara in Pesachim, that Kuf Yates tells us, this is based on the Psukim, that Shlomo HaMelech had obviously a lot of treasures, a lot of money, including a lot of money that Yidden took with them from Mitzrayim. There was a lot of treasures in Klal Yisrael, and that was guarded by the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. However, at that time, there was a king in Mitzrayim, his name was Shishak. And Shishak Melech Mitzrayim wages war against Eretz Yisrael. Now, when Yidden are divided, they obviously have a hard time fighting against an outsider because you're busy divided amongst yourself. So Shishak basically takes over Eretz Yisrael and he demands that the treasury is emptied to him. So the Navi tells us that they had to empty out the treasures and give it to Shishak. Now the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that this treasure went from this king to that king, eventually comes back to the Eden, is taken away. So this treasury goes around and around. But the point is, from then on, Eretz Yisrael, even though it had Melochim, but for many years it was called a vessel state. That means it still had to pay taxes to Mitzrayim. And it was under the, so to speak, the Gvul and the leadership of Mitzrayim. Rechavam was a melech for 17 years. And after 17 years, he passes away and he's buried with his parents. He actually marries his cousin. We know that David HaMelech had a very famous son, Avshalom, which rebelled against him. And Avshalom had a daughter. And Avshalom's daughter was Macha, and they had a bunch of children together. He had a bunch of other wives as well. And one of those sons, his name was Avyam. And Avyam becomes the next Melech Yisrael, Malchus Beis David. And we'll discuss the life of Avyam in tomorrow's shir.